Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Dumped Tuesday. 70% of relationships break up in the first year. There's always different kinds of reasons why. Why did you get dumped or why did you break up with somebody? 1-800-330-9999. Dawn, did you get dumped or you broke up with somebody? What happened?
No, something about somebody I dumped.
Okay, what happened?
Well, I was working at a car dealership and everyone's telling them, oh, this guy comes in, delivers parts, he thinks you're really cute, he wants to go out on a date with you at some party. All right, no problem. So we started going out and I was like, yeah, this is not going to work. You're just too short.
Oh, you dumped him because he was short?
Really. Yeah, that's a terrible thing, but you can't do somebody shorter than you. It just, I don't know, it doesn't work for me.
It's sad to say, but there's plenty of women that feel the same way, right?
Of course.
Except Zendaya isn't one of them. She thinks that Tom Holland is fantastic.
He's also Tom Holland.
Yeah, he is. But he is 2 inches shorter than her, right? But, you know, right. I mean, your parts delivery guy was not Tom Holland, right? Mm-hmm. He wasn't?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But I agree, he's got a great personality.
Right. That is terrible.
But I bet he was a really nice guy to hang out with.
That's the pivot, is that we're going to great personality? I want you to reverse roles here. If I said that, how would we feel?
You know what I've noticed about men that are shorter? They tend to be really good dressers. And I don't know why, but I've noticed that.
Don't have that Napoleon complex.
Yeah, this is enough. This is enough tropes for me. Mm-hmm. You guys have said them all. That's it.
Yeah.
Backing away from this.
They wear scarves a lot.
Like, what? You're making that up. Thanks for the call, Dawn.
It's a real thing. Yeah.
David, what happened? It's Dump Tuesday.
Well, this is actually one where I got dumped. Only about 2 or 3 dates in, so it wasn't the most brutal, but all weekend, she had been talking to me while she was at a bachelorette party with some of her best friends. Mm-hmm. And they were further along in her relationships. And, you know, we're talking about their fiancés, boyfriends, et cetera. So she kept texting me all weekend. And it was really cute. When she was coming back on Sunday, I surprised her by saying, hey, what if I pick you up from the airport and take you for ice cream? Because we didn't get to have a date this weekend like we planned. So I do this. And we have an ice cream. And during the ice cream, she just looks at me and is like, why are you so nice? And I said, because I am. And she just didn't talk for a while. But when I finally drop her off, she turns to me and says, hey, I really like you, but there is no way I can reciprocate how nice you are.
Oh.
Just picking me up from the airport like this and getting the ice cream. I'm sorry. There is someone else out there you're going to make very happy.
She dumped you based on the fact that it made her feel guilty that she was not as good of a person.
Or she would not be in the future.
I can relate to that. Don't you think you could relate to that? If somebody is always perfect and always happy and always kind, like I'm I have a mean streak.
Mm.
And like, I need somebody to be like, relax every once in a while, you know?
I thought I was alone. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely been that person. I just wasn't so bold as to say it straight up front and just be like, you know what, you're better than me.
Unless she was lying, and that was the nicest way to let
you down. She slept with a dancer that weekend, man. Obviously, she hooked up with some of the entertainment, came back and was like, this dude's going to see that I got a canker sore. That's what happened.
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
You dodged a bullet, man. I hope you didn't share spoons at the ice cream place.
That's awful.
That could sneak back up on you years later.
Dump Tuesday, what happened? Who did you dump? 1-800-330-9999. Or maybe you were the one that got dumped. Dump Tuesday, why did you get dumped or why did you dump somebody? 1-800-330-9999. Allie?
So this is like a dumping, but also like a divorce story.
Okay.
So how about you're leaving your husband home? You just had a newborn baby. You come home from work thinking that, you know, hey, we're going to have dinner. Let me just pop open the computer. Up pops unbelievable amounts of videos, Skype chats. Clearly the baby wasn't being watched, but other women were getting lots of videos and great shows. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. That's one of those who the hell did I marry situations, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get one of those videos at work? I mean,
what? Yeah.
These are solo performances, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Send the videos to your wife.
Yeah.
Give me the show.
Did you file immediately?
I didn't. I didn't file immediately, but I filed about 10 days later.
Okay.
So.
When you confronted him, what did he say?
Oops.
Well, baby, you know, I just needed some attention.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That stinks.
It's a sticky situation.
Sure is.
Daytime television type thing right here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing fine now, obviously, right? So good for you.
Thriving.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Daria, Dump Tuesday. What happened?
Oh, I was dating this guy for like, I don't know, 3 months. I was super into him. And like, I had even met his friends. So like when a guy introduced me to his friends, I'm like, oh, he really likes me. But we ended up going to the movies. We were supposed to see some like action film that he wanted to see. But when we got there, I realized there was this really artistic film. I forget what it was called. It's about tornadoes.
Twister.
What it was called, but it was it wasn't Twister, but it was it was indie. And we got to the movie theater and I was like, man, I really want to see this one. And he was like, I don't. I want to see this action one. And he was like, you know what? Why don't you see that and I'll see this? And I was like, okay. So we went to different movies. And when I got out of my movie, he didn't wait for me or anything. He just left. And like he ended up texting me and he was like, yeah, we don't have the same taste in movies. I don't think we're going to make it.
That's awful.
You know what, though? I can't tell a lot about people based on the movies that they like or don't like. But to leave you at the movie theater, that's cold.
I mean, when he suggested we see different movies, like right there, you know, like this deal is over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
How was the movie? Can't even remember its name.
It was fascinating. Yeah, it was weird, but it was good.
Yeah, I loved Helen Hunt. The thing where they drove the truck up there and then opened up the top and then it flew away.
And the cow. But listen, how come anytime anytime we talk about a tornado movie, we automatically assume it's Twister?
That's all there was.
Oh, Wizard of Oz. She could have wanted to see the Wizard of Oz.
There's that too, I guess.
Yeah. It's the only two movies that were ever made about a tornado.
That's it. Twisters is coming out with Glenn Powell. I bet you he takes his shirt off. That's going to be a good one.
Peter, Dump Tuesday. Who got dumped? You or did you dump somebody?
I dumped somebody. Actually, my friend and I both dumped somebody. We were both dating a pair of friends. Mm-hmm. It was like fifth grade. And we went over to talk to them by the basketball court. It was in winter. And we dumped them at the same time because we thought that would be nicer. And then we turned around and walked out into the playground. It was all snowy. And we just kind of walked through the snow to the tree line. Nowhere in mind to go, but we thought it would look cool.
Yeah. Without looking back. You can't look back, too, right? You didn't look back, right?
No, of course not. Good. I had to make an exit.
Yeah, you would have gave up all your power if you looked back.
Tag team dumping.
Yeah. And then they both had new boyfriends by the next lunch period.
And so, yeah, that's how it works when you're young.
Thought it was going to be so dramatic, and then, you know, they moved on.
Yeah, and we did not find new girlfriends.
It was embarrassing. I knew it.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.